The reading in this first Sunday after Pentecost, which is the 20th Sunday, says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. It is believed that today is the 20th Sunday. Yes, that is true. But every day is a Trinity day because we live Christian life. If we experience the power of a Trinity only once a year, living the Christian life will be very hard, almost impossible. Today is Trinity Sunday because we celebrate the empowerment given to us by the Holy Spirit. I'm very sure that when it is said that he will guide you into the whole truth, that was meant for every day and all things. Every time we offer our prayers to God or express our joy and concerns, we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Right after sermon in Episcopal Church, the servant asked people to stand and affirm their faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. The Nicene Creed is a statement of the orthodox faith of the early church, which was in opposition to certain heresies. These heresies, which disturbed the church during the 4th century, concerned the doctrine of the Trinity and the person of Christ. Each Sunday, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit sanctify our communion of bread and wine, that they might become the body and blood of Jesus, which overcomes the sin of this world and give us eternal life. On a regular basis, we bless people and things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity does work together as one, but each one has in his own attributes. God sent his Son, and the Son sent the Holy Spirit for us. Jesus took time to explain to disciples the importance and essentials of the Holy Spirit as our agent. In the previous verse of the same chapter, he explained what the Holy Spirit would do after Jesus' departure. He said that the Holy Spirit could not come while Jesus was still with them. I was wondering why not they could not be both at the same time, but that was the plan. Jesus was going to spend some time on earth, and upon the completion of his Father's work, he was ascending back to be with his Father. This was the plan for the Holy Spirit to fill the gap. The Holy Spirit was taking over. Today, the truth is that when you reject one of the Trinity, you lose the others. When does a person receive the Holy Spirit into his life or into her life? The New Testament is a very good source. It teaches that the Holy Spirit is something that takes place immediately upon believing in Christ as a Savior. The Bible is very clear that the person could not be a believer without the Holy Spirit. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. That is where in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible declares who are the children of God. It says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. We cannot talk about Trinity in a sermon of 10 or 12 minutes. I know that even in seminary school, it's never been easy. It takes a long time to teach, to learn and to understand it. To understand this, you must have faith, which is explained by Paul in his letters to the Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and they also have gained access to grace. It would be hard to include the doctrine of justification also in this sermon. It took Martin Luther a long time to complete his work of the doctrine of justification by faith alone. I understand that Martin Luther struggled and had trouble with the Greek and the Latin words for justification. Without going too deep here, I would like to offer an easy definition of justification. As you all know, I'm not good in English, but I can just give an easy definition. Let's think of justify as this, just as if I had never committed the sins. Paul is specific in Romans to point out that we cannot get these by works, but can only accept these as a gift of grace. In Christian theology, justification is God's act of removing the guilty and the penalty of sin, while at the same time making the sinner righteous through Christ's atoning sacrifice. This righteousness from God is seen as being credited to the sinner's account through faith alone, not by works. We read in Romans that our suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and the character produces hope, and the hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. This was God's plan all along, that we will have the power and the hope to go forward every day, living our own version of the Christian life. Amen.